I know I can't hear myself. I don't know, but I know you guys can hear me because I heard Nikki. So, I'm not gonna keep you guys. I never like to keep you long. I like to string you guys along on my thoughts and what I feel like God's doing, personally in me. And I hope it's an encouragement, because one word that I truly take to heart that God said, I am an encourager to those around me. So that's what I want to share. But as Nikki was sharing just now, I was reminded of somebody that said, our hearts are the soil, and we maintain the soil, but God is the one that tills it, right? If we give things to the Lord, He tills the soil, and we become more like Him. So, I just wanted to share that, because we cannot do anything in and of ourselves. It just doesn't work. I mean, we've done it before we got saved, and if we do it now, we just go back to the same old thing. So this morning, we're a week away from Good Friday and the resurrection, and it's been a week ago, and the thought came this week. It's like, you know, Peter and them went back to when Jesus was crucified. When Jesus were betrayed, He said to Peter, "You'll deny me three times before the crow." What does a crow do? There you go. Now I just want to see if you guys are paying attention. The cock crows, right? So the very next thing, guilt and all shame and all that things hit Peter, right? And then what did Peter do? He went back to what he knew, right? It's been a week since we went through. It's such an amazing thing to be a part of every year, to be reminded of what God really did for us. And we make it such a big, we hype it up so much. But I think sometimes we hype up what happened rather than thinking about the person that paid the price for each and every one of us, that has come to give us life, life in the fullest, and that to portray and show us what love looks like, right? So this morning, the question is, where are we this morning? Have we forgotten? Does it become norm to us to do things and then go back to where we were, right? I'm guilty of that. I'm very much guilty of that. This is not a guilt message this morning. I'm just speaking to your heart. So this morning, I'd like to read, and then we'll see what God does. I'd like to read 1 Corinthians 13. Do we know that chapter? It's sandwiched in between the gifts of the Spirit and then speaking in tongues, right? It's a nice little packed sandwich. God, this morning I just pray that You would just speak to every heart. That You would even remind us right now that, Holy Spirit, You are in us. The very same Spirit that resurrected You from the dead. That sense of power, that being that You've allowed us to share with You, that You've given us to help walk this life. That right now, God, that the words that I speak, but the words that each and every one of us have already heard in our lives, the stories that were told, and the experiences that we have with that, that we just come alive again and just stir that up again in us, Lord. I thank You that You are, like Michelle said, the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. And Your words and your actions toward us is love. You love us unconditionally. So I just thank You for that, Lord. I'm reading out of the message, and the chapter is The Way of Love. I'm going to go start in verse 3. says, if I give everything I own to the poor and even go to the stake to be burned as a martyr, but I don't have love, I've gotten nowhere. So no matter what I say, what I believe, and what I do, I am bankrupt without love. Love never gives up. Love cares more for others than for self. Love does not want what it doesn't have. Love doesn't strut. I don't always understand English words, so strut, I'm not sure what it means. Yeah, it doesn't, okay. I should have looked it up before I started, but it doesn't have a swelled head. That I understand. I understand that word. Doesn't force itself on others. Isn't always me first. Doesn't keep score of the sins of others. Doesn't revel when others grovel. Takes pleasure in the flowering of truth. Puts up with anything. Trusts God always. Always looks for the best. Never looks back. But keeps going to the end. Love never dies. So I read that this week, and like I said, there are times when something good happens and then right after it, you go back into the normality of Christianity, right? We just, sometimes I just do. God speaks, miraculous moment. It feels great for the next week or two, and then you just keep on doing, going back to what you've done, right? Because don't get me wrong, church is a great place. It's a place for us to come together, to encourage one another, to do life with one another. But you know what? We only come here once a week, right? And we can all put up a face and say things are going well or whatever the case may be. But if we do life together, that means you're going to know the good, the bad, the not so good, you know. But as I was reading this week, this one thing hit me. Love never dies. And it speaks about unconditional love. And I think I've understood unconditional love, but clearly I don't. Because I love Nikki with everything I have, with everything inside of me. But sometimes when we have an argument, I'm like, I'm not saying I don't love you, but it's like, nope. I'm going to keep this one in my pocket because I'm going to use this one later on, right? I'm going to use this one against you later on. We just had a conversation this morning. Bull saw one of my drills on the stage. And so I said, yeah, I normally don't know what Nikki does with my stuff. But in Nikki's defense, she always tells me when I ask her if she's seen this, she's like, well, did you look at it with your man goggles, right? Do you take your man goggles off and look at it? And sometimes, no, because it's right here, right? So, I love her. I really will do anything for her until something, right? I might be the only one. I mean, I'm the only one that loves my wife like that. You guys can't love her like that. I do. But in all of our relationships, we tend to do things like that. I want to hold on to that one because this one, the other ones I can let go, but this one, not so much. So reading on, but for right now, until that completeness, we have three things to do to lead us toward consummation. Trust steadily in God, hope unswervingly, love extravagantly. And the best of these three is love, right? So loving unconditionally means loving unconditionally. It doesn't matter what you do. It doesn't matter what you say, how it affects me. The challenge for each and every one of us is, God, give me a new pair of eyes. Give me a new heart. He has. But be reminded that we want to overcome with love. We want to walk in love because that he said in Scripture that love covers the multitude of sins, right? And then again, trying to think of the verse where it says that it's the love of God that brings us to repentance. And it doesn't just mean walking out in the world and walking with love. It'll bring people to repentance when we speak. It's face to face with one another here. It's where we're in a relationship with one another. I don't have to tell you you're wrong, but if I love you the way God says we should love, you're wrong or you're right or you're whatever you hold on to, like I said, you hold on to that, he will point it out. He will show it to us and we can forgive and we can say, you know, we can let things go because love is endless. Love doesn't die. So this morning, I just want to encourage one of us, or not one of us, all of us, or one of us. I want to encourage myself. But I just want to encourage this morning that love never dies. Unconditional love. The meaning of unconditional love in my life means love to the end. Love to the end. Forget about myself, but the ones around me, I need to love to the end. Not me first, but them first. And my life story was me first. And there are still some glimpses sometimes of me first and others second. But God is the one, if I maintain my soil, God is the one that keeps on digging and keeps on cultivating the soil. So I've used these three points when we do weddings because it's good. 1 Corinthians 13 talks about love, God's love, our love for one another, and then love never dies. It's the best thing there is. We use it. So I always turn back to that when I feel like God is asking me, have you gone back to the normal? And it's like, no, God, I feel like I have a grip on love. And then he shows me something different. Love is continuous. It is continuous. I love Nikki with everything in my heart, right? Even if I want to hold on to that one thing, love stay continuous. You don't just shut it off. Love is patient. Oh, she's so patient with me. So is God. God is so patient with us, you know. And I'm talking to you guys. I'm talking to myself. But what I'm trying to relay is we forget about that sometimes. We forget about that sometimes. And I just want to bring that back into the here and now, that God is patient. He is continuously loving us, continuously. And then love is endless. It is never suspended as a threat of ultimate withdrawal. How many times do we say we love people and then, well, I'm the one that's keeping the relationship and then I'm not going to keep on calling them. I'm not going to keep on doing this. And then it's like, okay, you figure it out. No, it says it's endless. Doesn't matter how that person reacts or responds or whatever, it's endless. If that person is in your heart and that person is put on your heart by God, it doesn't matter how they respond or react to us. We just keep on loving them. And then he goes on to say, you know, it's such an upside down, this kingdom is such an upside down thing because he says love your enemies. That's the hardest thing to do. But you don't know what they did to me. No, I don't. But I do know what God did for us. He sent his one and only Son to die on the cross, to pay that penalty for each and every one of us, to have life and life to the fullest. and to be reminded that he's given us a helper that's going to help us. If we allow him to help us, we are going to love the way God loves. So I just want to encourage you guys this morning that love is unconditional. And I know we all know that. But the encouragement this morning is be reminded of that every day. When things come up, when arguments come up, when things don't go your way, when somebody stabs you in the back, that's the only, somebody betrays you, be reminded that love is unconditional. It is never suspended as a threat of ultimate withdrawal. Love, the one who loves is always confident, not arrogant, secure and certain that love is from God. So I want to leave you with that, that love is unconditional. And if we are a new creation in him, that's who he desires. That's who he invites us to be. So, Lord, I just thank you for what you have done for us. I thank you that you have shown each and every one of us sitting here this morning the way you love us, Lord. But I just thank you that you are the one that reminds us, Holy Spirit, of the things that you've done, the things that you have shown us, the things that you have said to us, and the things if we allow and we give it to you, the things we overcome in you to walk and to be closer and be more like Jesus. So Lord, I just thank you. It's just mere words. It doesn't really have that much power or things to it, other than that's all I can say, Lord, is thank you. Thank you for what you've done. Lord, and as we go about our week, our day, I thank you that you will keep on reminding us and showing us who you are, the way you love us, and that love, your love, if there's anything in us, will bring us to a place of repentance. And as we repent of those things that are holding us back, bounding us up, that there will be freedom. There will be freedom to walk and overcome those things. In Jesus' name, amen.